This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just tuned into the best of lunchtime radio, welcome to the show. I go by the name of King Bash with the Mentor himself, stepping straight into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. And joining us on the line is our motoring journalist, Pashirin Naidu, back behind the wheel with the fresh automotive insights and real-world driving impressions. This week, he's been spending time with the GAC M-Zoom Nova, one of the more eye-catching compact SUVs entering the market. He'll also be sharing his thoughts on the Chery Tiggo 7 after recently driving both the hybrid and internal combustion variants. And as always, we'll wrap things up with the motoring tip of the week, and he will give us a hot jam to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Pashirin. Welcome back. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic in yourself.
Blessed, Pashirin. And now let's get straight into it. Start with the, am I pronouncing it right, Pashirin? Is it the GAC M-Zoom Nova? That is correct?
You know what? I was actually thinking the same thing. I've seen people say GAC. I say Geic, but I think GAC might be the more appropriate approach here.
Yeah, because when I pronounce it Geic or Geic, it really sounds kind of awkward, but okay, let's go with what we know. What stood out for you most with the M-Zoom Nova's design?
You know, I quite liked it in the metal. It's very youthful, very urban friendly. You know, I thought for the price tag of 350,000, it looks a lot more premium, you know, for what you're getting. I like the sharp, angular dimensions that it has. And our test unit came in blue, a matte bluish color, very dark, but very sporty. And the proportions as well, I mean, it lends itself to a very compact SUV looking kind of car. A lot of flavor there. You know?
Yeah. Now inside, let's step inside. What's the cabin experience like, and does it deliver, you know, that strong value for money?
It absolutely does. I think it surprised me because it's very spacious. The dashboard, the layouts, everything feels quite nice and fairly well built. And one could say it's premium, you know, all the features you'd like, plus the parts. This wasn't the top spec, you know, version. This was, you know, there's a bit more on the, you know, entry-level kind of side. There's a decent amount of safety systems you have, dual airbags, parking sensors, start assist, cruise control. But, I mean, apart from that, do I think it's good value for me? I think overall the engine does deliver on the strong mix of tech comfort. But I don't know, King Bash, sometimes I'm not really that sold yet with these Chinese brands. I'll be honest. I like it. I'll be honest with you. But yeah, I feel more at home in something that's a bit more established. Let's say your Polo Life or something like that. Yes. But it's still cool for the price tag, though.
Now, I mean, looking at the fact that, you know, it's new in the market, Pashirin, and as you say, you need to be honest about it, but, like, how does it drive? Is it, you know, refined, comfortable, enjoyable enough to compete within the same segments that you mentioned that you would rather be in something more established?
It's a good question. I think the drive was all right. I think for that 1.5-litre turbocharged motor, it has a nice amount of punch to it, a nice amount of, a good amount of power. But it lags. There's a certain amount of lag from the turbo. It feels like it just, I don't know, it's not calibrated properly. The throttle response doesn't do it for me. But in terms of responsiveness, you got power, and transmission is on par. And it's obviously not trying to be sporty, but more of a practical set of wheels. And I think in this segment, of course, I didn't touch on rivals, but you got the Chery Tiggo Cross, Havaya Jolion, the Toyota Urban Cruiser, the Nissan Magnat. So out of the rivals, this is more for fresher kind of alternative that maybe might give you a bit more street cred, I think.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Now, flipping the script a bit, Pashirin, when you recently, you know, sampled both the hybrid and the petrol variants of the Chery Tiggo 7. Now, how was that? And do you believe, you know, they can go toe-to-toe with more premium players like, you know, the Volkswagen, the Mercedes-Benz, you know, in terms of the quality, technology and overall experience?
So yes, this car was one of those cars that, I thought in terms of value proposition for 650,000 rand, you're getting a lot of tech and a lot of equipment and creatures of comfort you'd expect. I mean, the Tiggo 7 hybrid I drove, got about 5 liters per 100 kilometers in terms of driving, but Yeah, it's the overall package of it. There's a lot more substantial amount of features for less money, as opposed to, you know, your legacy brands, where you'll be paying times three more. I mean, I saw the other day for an Audi Q3, you're paying 1.4 million rand for a car that not so long ago was just, it wasn't even considered, you know, for that price tag. I mean, it was crazy. But, you know, these days, what are you paying for? And so I think that's where it makes its case. You're getting more bang for your buck.
No, most definitely. Thank you so much for that, Prashir. And before I let you go, can you please leave us with your motoring tip of the week and kick us off with a hot jam so that we kickstart the weekend in style?
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So road rage never solves anything. If another driver is aggressive, impatient, or trying to provoke you, rather stay calm and don't react emotionally. Avoid brake checking as well, excessive hooting, flashing lights, and just stay calm, man, on the road. You're going to end up with a classic, seeing that this new Michael Jackson movie is out. Michael Jackson, Rock My World.
Thank you so much for that. Yo, I haven't watched the movie yet. I can't wait to watch the movie since I'm a Wacko Jacko fan. But nonetheless, have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday, Prashirman.
Have a blessed one, King Dash, and the listeners out there. Cheers.
Peace. And that was Prashirman and Naidu. Right, you can catch him right here again next week. Or if you want to check out his work and insights, you can find his work on TopSpeed and ED.news. And also follow his platforms on Wheels and Journeys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.